When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Believe it or not, there is a babysitter out there who's wiser and older, and she doesn't spend your time or dollar texting her boyfriend while she's in charge of your kids. Rent-A-Grandma. It's a company meeting domestic staffing needs in the Los Angeles area. They describe their employees as screened mature, age 50-plus women who are only the most professional, experienced staff, and meet the standards you will demand for your own grandma. Pretty sure Midwest country women had a patent on that concept long before it hit the West Coast. My sons have been blessed with real grandmas and grandpas. Sweet treats, tickle attacks, card games, overnight stays, an ever supportive audience to any event they've ever entered, and lots of loving was offered up to them in steady doses. More importantly, they garnered decades of wisdom, prayer cover, and the privilege of friendship from an older generation. We haven't always lived close to kin. In those times, the Lord provided older, loving friends who became like family, and we didn't have to rent them. We enjoyed the affection of Granny Fern and Papa Ralph when our firstborn was an infant. They lavished him with time and entertainment that included counting hummingbirds, fishing, and ice cream excursions. By the time our baby turned three and a little brother added to the family, we had relocated right next door to another elderly couple two counties west, Damon and Wilma. They spoiled our family with home-baked pies, sweet backyard visits, and extra eyes to keep track of active boys. Our youngest and Grandpa Damon shared a birthday, and every year they picked the first apple from one of his trees to celebrate. As the boys grew, the roles shifted. Instead of the neighbor watching out for the kids, I enlisted them to watch out for Damon. They reported if he was on a ladder or getting too hot in the garden, and I'd make an excuse to just stop by and make sure he was okay. All of these grandparents are part of our family history, and there are dozens more in every church where we ministered, in each zip code we lived. Their precious influence was never for sale or rent. It was given and received in love and worth millions. I'm glad we have a day on the calendar designated for acknowledging grandparents, but every day is a great day to honor the rockers and readers, prayer warriors, and influencers found in wonderful grandparents. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.